You may have heard, KUOW's Region of Boom team has been spending time in Black Diamond because the town is going to build what could be King County's largest housing development ever. But a century ago, the town was known for its coal mining. We wondered, what happened to the coal industry? And what replaced it? So I went to find out. Bill Comble works for the Palmer Coking Coal Company in Black Diamond. But they don't sell coal anymore. Today they sell gravel and beauty bark. But there are signs of coal everywhere.
Since it's so pretty, we'll walk from here.
Out behind his office, there's a hill about 100 feet tall and covered with blackberries.
Hurt myself.
Once a year, people scramble up this hill as part of the Tough Mudder athletic event. And there's something else cool about the hill. It's on fire.
What's that? What's that right there? It looks like smoke.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's a steam.
So I'm going to put my hand down there and feel
sure.
That. It's hot.
It's warm, yeah. Yeah.
The hill is made of bits of rock and coal mixed together, the waste products from coal mining. Up here on the surface of the earth, they're breaking down.
Slow oxidation.
Yeah, it's a very
but
slow
it's,
oxidation.
It's basically smoldering.
Yeah, very, very slow, and it's, you know, it's way down there, so it's, you know, it'll go on for years. You know, much like if you put your lawn clippings out in your backyard, you'll have the same phenomenon.
When Bill Comble was a first grader back in 1959, he drew a picture of that same hill with little wisps of steam coming out of it. Today, the hill is the first thing he sees when he comes into town. It reminds him of how important coal once was to Black Diamond. But the days when steam locomotives just couldn't get enough coal, those days ended long ago. And since then, three cheaper forms of energy crippled the coal industry.
Number one was the discovery of oil in California. The next thing was the building of the hydroelectric dams in Washington in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And the third thing was the introduction of natural gas into Washington in the 1950s.
Comble's family business survived by mining gravel instead. Meanwhile, those cheaper forms of energy continued to transform the region. Oil gave rise to the aviation industry. Hydropower helped produce aluminum, which helped Boeing grow further still. Over time, the region's employment centers shifted away from places like Black Diamond, places that took things out of the ground, to places like Renton, 20 miles away, where manufacturing, rather than coal, was king.
And you might have heard this 100 times. I never get tired of saying it. But every 2.2 seconds, there's a 737 that's landing or taking off somewhere in the world that was built right here in Renton. I mean, is that amazing or what?
That's Preeti Sridhar with the city of Renton. Sridhar has brought me to the south end of Lake Washington. And right there on the waterfront, workers are putting the finishing touches on a couple of 737s.
In the past, if people came to work in Renton, it was only Boeing. And now that has changed. Boeing definitely continues to be a big player.
But office jobs and healthcare jobs are growing even faster in Renton. Unlike Black Diamond, Renton diversified its economy. And now it's booming.
You got to wait to get a table at a restaurant.
And more jobs are coming.
You know, Renton is now seen kind of as the third leg of the stool, if you will, with Seattle, Bellevue, and Renton.
Renton is building apartments, but it can't keep up with all the workers coming in.
There is a significant need for housing.
Which brings us back to Black Diamond, where some of those Renton workers will probably live. And here's the thing, you know, 98% of Black Diamond's coal is still in the ground. Bill Comble's cousin hopes to reopen a small mine in Black Diamond, but Comble says coal will never again regain its dominance in the Puget Sound region.
No, not like in the old days.
Black Diamond's most valuable resource isn't coal anymore. It's land for houses, places for workers to live. In Black Diamond, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.